My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on Twitter at FunnyDanny and at Grant H. Paulson. I just tweeted, Ian Rappaport put out a story on Christian Gonzalez. It says, get ready. Inside the building, there is lots of optimism. The Patriots corner who was on his way to stardom last year got hurt. He was taken one pick after Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah.
Washington wanted a corner. They needed to take a corner at that pick, and they chose Emmanuel Forbes. And a lot of people were surprised that they took him over Gonzalez, who was kind of the consensus guy on draft boards for the people that do it in the media. Anyway, Critical Camp is loading as we speak for Emmanuel Forbes now in D.C. But you can follow us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. The question for you guys at 800-636-1067, do you buy or sell the idea that the Commanders being back at the RFK site is pertinent and that it is a way better option than a Virginia or Maryland stadium? Let's go to Christian in Manassas on Grant and Danny to start. What's up, Christian?
Hey, I love the show. Big-time listener, long-time listener. I want to say that I've only been to the RFK site in my younger years for the Nats baseball games and some MLB soccer, but I definitely would prefer the site to be in the new stadium to be in Virginia. I don't think the RFK site. I know all the old fans and everything. My dad has a lot of memories there, but with it being in, you know, deterioration and in the area and things like that, I think brand new Virginia site would be much better.
Well, good luck with that. In all sincerity, I mean, I'm not trying to do bits. It's like I think Virginia's lost their privilege to even ask for consideration for a while.
What is Luis Lucas?
Yeah, they're gonna have to sit several years out after the Chabingas that we just saw.
What was the ratio? Instead of a hockey and basketball stadium, we got like 9 memes. So how many mediums for a football stadium?
Oh, who knows? It's like 25, 30. But I'm sure they'd be clever, and a lot of people would go yas and like yell at us, which is fine and enjoy that. But and again, who knows if it was the right call or not? I have no idea. But it's hard not to see, you know, to go back and look at that as it would apply to the future.
I'll say this: I think a basketball and a hockey stadium helps you more than a NFL stadium does. And I'll always believe that. More dates, more games, more times people are in the building, the better. So if that didn't get it done, I know it's, you know, maybe a third of the seats or something, but if that didn't do the trick, then a football stadium probably doesn't help you a whole lot more.
Yeah, no matter how much goodwill there is, or I say goodwill, no matter how much political will there is among certain, local city mayors and city councils and local governments, by the time you get to a state level, there's someone that's going to get in the way in Virginia. So that's off the table. But in terms of best locations, I mean, we didn't get into the fact that you and I disagree about this. I think nothing can go in Landover and be considered a win. I think it would be a tail between your legs defeat for this org and this ownership group.
But that's like a very personal annoyance with where it is now, I think.
I think that's a lot of people are reflective of that. The fact that people stop going by such a huge degree because they're like, I don't want to go there anymore.
Stadium, not the location. There are, I'm sure there are other people that feel that way. It is a small group. I have heard nobody else. I'm assuming they exist. I'm quite sure they do. But I have heard nobody else. We've never had a caller come on call in. I talk to fans all the time. I've never had someone say, I will be livid if they build it next to FedEx Field. I've never heard that one time. People are already used to going out there. They're used to their traffic pattern. If you had a unbelievable stadium a half mile away from the current one closer to Metro with huge parking lots and you've got restaurants and bars, it solves a lot of the problems. It fixes almost all of the bad. The only annoyance at that point is that it's in an area in Maryland you wouldn't be going to otherwise. But I think you'd be in a very small minority of people saying, I'm out just because of where it is.
I would say that when we did that either or topic, I mean, people preferred, you know, an okay stadium at RFK versus the Taj Mahal in Maryland. It was 50-50. So you're right. I may be the only person that you know that would says, if they build it there, I'm never going.
Right.
So I don't know. I can't speak to everyone else. I mean, I know that's certainly how I feel. I got to imagine others are that way.
People in that camp.
I think there are, but it's not that big a percentage.
It's a couple. You know, it's a couple of very stubborn people. But again, you're already not going, with all due respect.
Right. I would go if they did it right. If they did the correct thing, which is not put it there, I'll go.
But they're not losing anything if you don't go. They're just not gaining anything either. Most people that have a firm and hard stance about not going, if they build it somewhere, you know, probably currently already go, and they've got to take that into equation. Rob's in Arlington. What's up, Rob?
I wanted to say that the FedEx location, I think, is excellent. It's been there for years. I've been going for years. And it's easy to get to from the Beltway. There's so many exits you can take as well. And you can see the city, like you're saying, from Arlington or from D.C. You can see the city there. I've enjoyed that stadium since I've been going. I've been on the waiting list since 76, since I was born.
Well, it's not a waiting list anymore. So if
you're right up at the top there, sir.
I'm saying, so I've been going since, you know, the beginning of time.
I got you. Sorry.
We enjoy the tailgating as well, too. So
you would like them to build something really nice, basically near the current stadium,
right there where it's at, because the location. Like, we come from D.C. sometimes, we come from Virginia sometimes, we've also come from Maryland for years when I lived in Maryland as well. So
yeah, I mean, so you're more, it sounds like me. That's not my preference. It's not like that's my ideal. What I'm saying is, I actually buy what this person's selling. That is suggesting that the idea that like a stadium at RFK is a 10, a stadium at the X site is a 2. The gap to me is not that sizable. An incredible stadium in Maryland, if you build it, they will come. Let's go to Zeke in D.C. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show.
Hey, man.
All right, y'all. I'm going to be one of those calls and say, you're crazy, man. No way we want it back at FedEx. I'm older than you guys, so I've been at RFK for games, and I've also been at the FedEx. And it's no comparison, man. RFK, and it's not just about the Rocky seats. It's about the nostalgia. We had 20 years of winning at RFK, where we got 20 years of losing at FedEx. I think they could build up that RFK just like they did around the Nat Stadium, where now you got restaurants and you got hotels. RFK site could be just like that. And let me
Well,
and
there's,
for the
there's
parking,
not nearly as much space. I'm let you keep going here in a second.
Yes, it is.
But no, it's not true.
Hold on.
The footprint. Hang on. I'm going to let you talk in a second. But if you're comparing the RFK site to the Navy Yard is much, much bigger, which is not to say they can't do anything. I've talked to people with the team that have helped the planning and everything going on, and they have told me that there is enough room to do some bars and some restaurants, to be sure. But you just compared it to the Navy Yard, and the Navy Yard is just a bigger... When that thing was just a bunch of grass...
A pile of salt and gravel,
drain,
yeah.
That was a much bigger easel to work with than RFK is. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, my thing is this, though. And with the parking, why can't they build parking garages and just have the lot strictly for tailgate? I think it's a workaround, but I think the thing about RFK that makes it different... is that when you're out at FedEx Field, there's nothing there. When I used to go to RFK, man, we go in, we win a game, we hop on the train, we go to the next stop, we could be in downtown, Chinatown, on the wharf. It's just more, as far as the fan experience was a lot better.
Appreciate you, buddy. It's a great call. So the second part, or the last part of your call, is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. You could get on the metro, you could be wherever you want to in the city, the wharf, all the places he named. Facts. What is not relevant is that at FedEx Field currently, there's nothing around. You're right. He also talked about how terrible the stadium is. He's also right. The stadium would not be that stadium. It would be nothing like that stadium. It would ideally be the nicest stadium in the NFL or one of them. And there would be things around. That is the entire point. They already have $400 million that Maryland is saying, here's what you can use for your town center. Here's your bars, here's your restaurants, here's your hotels next to your stadium. So if your argument against FedEx, which is the correct one, there's nothing there. It was one of two stadiums without a single restaurant or bar within a mile this past year. You're correct. That would not be a problem at the next stadium, though. They will have that. Neil's in Annapolis. What's up, Neil?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, so I don't know if I'm – well, first of all, I say RFK, let's do it, obviously based on sentimental value. The other thing I was telling the producer there, honest, I'm a Commanders fan, diehard, and my best experience at a game was going to a Ravens game. And I say that because I feel like there's still going to be opportunities to park your car. You can pull out your grill. But the fun part about that Ravens game was when you started walking to the stadium.
Exactly right.
And then there's people, you know, on their rooftops playing music. There's bars. There's restaurants. So that's a key in that aspect. And I think that that's a better way to commiserate. I don't feel like, honestly, when I go to FedEx Field and I sit in the parking lot, I feel like it's just me and my couple boys. And then you try to maybe even talk to some people around you, and it feels like they're kind of in their own little world, and you're kind of in, you know, kind of walking in on their territory. So I don't feel like it's as a communal aspect that I saw with the Ravens, if that makes any sense.
So that Ravens setup, you can park in a bunch of different places, and it's not easy there either. But
no,
there's
got a ton of parking because they got all the Orioles lots, yeah, in Camden Yards too. There's plenty of parking.
There's a walkway basically though where you go in between Camden Yards and the warehouse, and there's this whole, it's all dedicated for people to be pedestrians, and you walk up and there's grills and there's music and there's all the food options you would want, and getting in and out is so easy. There is a tailgating culture there though. People do that for totally. Sure, but there's also this that kind of, I don't know how to say it, like a town square almost. Like, we're getting together and gathering before the Ravens game, you know? And like, it's, I think that's maybe something that they'd have in mind.
Yeah, I think that is a selling point for sure. And there's a reason why I think that there are certain things that are not replicable if you're doing it outside of the city, you know, rather than in the city when he's talking about being on the rooftops or whatever. But he's saying, anytime someone mentions restaurants and bars, they compare it to the tumbleweeds over there now. And it would be the equivalent of if the stadium was at Reston Town Center or something. Like, that is the vision. That is what they're talking about. It's not just a stadium. It's a stadium at a town center. Let's go to Shane in D.C. What's up, Shane?
Commander Danny and Grant. Hey, Commander, I'm with you. Like, if it's where it's at, I'm out. My tickets are gone. I'm done. But there's only one place for it. Everybody's missing the big picture. Have you been to a tailgating at the SEC? For example, University of Tennessee. They got the river. You got what everybody's missing. You have Anacostia River right there. You can build barge in there. You can bring your boats up. There's nothing like tailgating. University of Washington. I don't know if you've ever been to that stadium or a game there.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. It is one of the best atmospheres in college football. Because they have the river there. You can build whatever you want. They got the, you know what, build a smaller stadium and put everything around it. Who said we have to have an 80,000 square foot?
It's going to be upper 50s.
It's going to be small, loud, like RFK. Like, you go to a Duke basketball game, it is insanely loud because it's small. We need to bring it back to RFK. That's where it belongs, in my opinion, because you got the metro, and plus there's multiple metros. You got Benny Road Metro right down the street, right across the bridge. The fields that they just rebuilt across the street from RFK, that's done. So yeah, it belongs in RFK because number one, you have the Anacostia River right there that you can do so much with.
I love the river point, by the way. Again, that's imaginative, smart people could really do something with that.
If they could figure that out, yes. But he comes back to the SEC tailgate, and it would be one of the worst. Well, I shouldn't say this. Go hard in the paint. Say it would be one of the worst in the league. But I can't imagine that the tailgating culture at an RFK stadium would be a strength. I just don't see there's not enough space to do everything. Something right. has to give.
Yeah, so that's a trade-off.
Let's use the river. Let's have a huge tailgate situation. Let's have a bunch of bars. Like, you can't do all of that. Sorry. I think what would happen is the businesses, the money, the reason that you build stadiums is all the other stuff. The fingers you could put your, the pies you put your finger in as an owner. It'd be hotels and restaurants and bars, and the tailgating would be left out. He mentioned two metros. Again, metro's important. I'm not saying it isn't. Metro is least important to football than any other sport. This is not weeknights. You're talking about a couple games a year max that are during a weekday. This is Sunday morning travel typically. Our buddy Cody Shook, who used to be with B. Mitch and Finley, saw him this weekend. Always good catching up with him. He just tweeted, he said, what percentage of the fan base that saw the Skins play at RFK are still around? And I think rather than just alive, he's talking about going to games, paying, like still excited, still care. Now that they're the Commanders, like still all in. He says, okay, now, what percentage of the fan base will still be around in 5 to 10 years when an RFK 2.0 would be built and ready to go? So this is actually a really interesting point.
Yep.
So let's just take guesses. What percentage of the fan base that cared about RFK is still around?
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'll throw in maybe 50% because you think about age, attrition, folks passing, then maybe the percentage of people don't care anymore.
Good enough.
Whatever, right?
Like you said, it's... We have no idea.
Pulling out of my, you know what, yeah.
Now, another 10 years from now, right? So that number comes down. He said, is the new ownership group building for old fans or new ones? Then he said, the last game at RFK was December of 96. I was 7 months old. By the way, I was, I think, 7 years old at that point. I don't care about the RFK site. This is what he's saying. Solely based on time and age, I would be more likely to spend more money on this team over the next 60 years than somebody that is currently 60. I think that's probably a fair point.
Yeah, it's 100% a fair
point. Should you be building the stadium for him or for the guy that was at RFK who loved it, who's going, get me back to RFK?
So I think you could do both to a degree. And here's how. If there's a game at RFK in the next couple of years, I'm taking my kid. We're going to that. We're not going to FedEx Field ever. We're never, ever doing that. I'll go to RFK with him, though, and then maybe he's a fan. So that's number one, because the people that are my age that care about RFK, that's the demographic we're in. We've all got kids of the age that you'd be fine to go. But then the other part is, if you're thinking about building for young people, what do young people do? Young people ride their bicycle places. They take the metro places. They're public transport people. They're very concerned. They're very eco-conscious type people, this whole generation. So if you're building for a young person, they may not have grown up in the tailgating universe, which is very old school football, spend all these hours in the tailgate in the parking lot. Most of them are going, I'm a Gen Z person. I'll be on my phone half the time, but get me in, get me out. I want to go to the next thing. I got to go to this other meetup that's happening later. So that's even more argument to me to put it in a city center.
I want to be clear that my preference is RFK, but I actually think that the argument is pretty good. I think it is.
It is.
If you're asking me, do we overrate the RFK site? But does considering it a necessity to whatever happens next, is that a bridge too far? I would say yes to both of those things.
Yeah, I think we overrate it.
I think it's better because of the location than anything else. But I also think that something excellent in Maryland or in
Virginia. All right, we're going to get a stadium in Virginia.
Let's go to Todd, who's in Florida, listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Todd?
Hey, I don't know what you guys are laughing at, man. Virginia is doing great.
Virginia's
doing good.
How about Cody coming around from the top rope right there, man?
What unexpected. Crazy, man. Unexpected. Miss you, Codes.
Virginia's doing great.
Thank you, Governor.
Doing great. So I have a quick thought on this, and then I have a question I want to ask Grant. I actually already asked Danny last week. So RFK is never coming back, just like the Redskins are never coming back. Like, it'll never feel like that ever again. Like
right.
In 1987, walking from the metro.
It's we're chasing a ghost, bro.
We are. It's going to be corporate, stuffy, new, expensive, like, whatever. It's going
to
be different.
That's so true. Everyone thinks they're walking up to go see Dave Butts, you know? It ain't happening.
It's just not happening. So, but at the same time, I'm never going to FedEx, ever. I haven't been there since 2007. None of my friends are going there. The place is awful.
Right, but would you go to a new stadium out that way?
No, absolutely not. No.
Really?
Not a chance.
So a beautiful new stadium a mile from FedEx, you're not going?
A mile from FedEx? No, because that's an hour and 45 minutes ride. I'm going to spend $600. No, not doing it.
All right.
Absolutely not. And then, so my question real quick, and while you were gallivanting around Dallas, I got a response from Danny. If your two options for a stadium are Landover, Maryland, or Dumfries, Virginia, those are your only two options, which one are you going for? Thanks, guys.
Landover, for me. I mean, I don't think Dumfries is, I think that is a non-starter. Here's what I would need to know before I could, I guess, even consider it.
Mm-hmm.
How does the traffic work? Are we talking about near 95? Like, how does that actually work? I already know how the Landover thing works. Traffic can be terrible getting to the stadium, but there are 8,000 ways from the Beltway to get to that stadium. There's 800. I've been on all of them. Garrett A. Morgan and this and that and 202 and two this and two that. And two. I've traveled them all over 20 years. I don't understand how the Dumfries thing would work. I would like a stadium in Virginia, and that would be like 20 minutes from my house without traffic probably. So I'm in on that too. But I think I would have to go Maryland because I honestly don't believe that site is viable because of the traffic situation. What did you say to that?
I said Landover is the number one non-starter. Dumfries is my 1A, probably my number two non-starter. Neither should happen. They're both bad to me. I think we need to treat Landover as an impossibility, as something that should never happen under any circumstances. I could do a lot of places in Maryland, but not that one.
Let's go to Tim. Where is Tim? Tiny Town? Tony Town? What is that?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Tawny Town.
Tawny Town. I got a ticket there once.
South of Pennsylvania. I want to say, to answer your question, I think RFK is overrated. But I will say, too, that I would think that when you talk about, you know, iconic site for marketing, the naming rights for a stadium behind the Capitol building, I think you would get more money for the naming rights for that stadium than other places. I think the owners might be looking at the overall picture,
yeah,
because an aerial shot of a brand new stadium behind the Capitol building really beats anything else.
Sure.
Because back in the day, you see that on Monday Night Football, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, look, D.C., near the Capitol, near the mall, versus, with all due respect, Landover, Maryland, or Dumfries. I mean, these are not real debates.
Non-starters, yeah.
This is not a conversation. But it's not, to just look at it as if it's all equal is also not fair. The amount of work, the amount of time, the amount of impossibilities and hurdles to get to the D.C. site do matter. I mean, it might be years longer, literally longer to do that. That's worth it? I mean, that wasn't brought up here as part of the RFK dream overrated? But it just feels a little bit like, for someone my age and certainly younger, it's the, you went out on the boat and you're telling me how big the fish is a little bit.
Totally.
And it's like, the further we get removed from the person who passed away or the stadium that hasn't been, the player who was awesome in the 20s, the longer the home run was. I've been to a lot of baseball games. I've seen a lot of guys swing. He probably didn't hit a 600-foot home run. I think there's a little bit of that with the RFK site. I get it. The championships were unbelievable. They were that's why it was so cool, was the winning in the championships. It's not necessarily because of the cracked seat that you sat on. 800-636-1067 is the number. We've got a listener who thinks that we over-romanticize the RFK site and that it wouldn't be that much better than other locations. And we're getting your opinions on Grant and Danny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:15 live on the Fan. Nats baseball at that time. Before we get back to the phones, MGM National Harbor listener lines are hopping as we talk the RFK Stadium site as a viable home for the Commanders moving forward. I just saw this clip online. I don't know when it's from, but it was being passed around as if it's news. It really doesn't matter if it happened 10 years ago or yesterday. Danny, what would happen? You're out on a boat.
Okay.
You are just off the shore in New Hampshire, just doing a little boat. Maybe you're fishing. Just a normal day.
Sure.
You and a couple people doing some fishing. And then a whale decides to capsize your boat.
Well, that's just terrifying.
A whale jumps up, lands on the back of your boat, knocks it over. You fall into the water. I'm watching these dudes fall right into the water.
Mm-hmm.
They go from standing there, having a sip of their cola, to falling into the water. And a whale is just ramming their boat.
That'd about do it for me. We could have a nice moment on the show where, like, I got to tell you, man, Danny was, you know, we had our issues over the years, and, you know, it was a challenge sometimes to work with him, but, you know, it was fun, and I'm going to miss him. Like, that's the end. Like, the panic, the shock, that's it. I'm done.
This was the news story that was making the rounds today.
Well, do you remember that scene in Jaws where the shark jumps onto the boat? Well, this isn't a shark, but a whale breaching and slamming into a small boat along the New Hampshire coast. Two teenage boys who were out in Portsmouth Harbor got an up-close experience with the whale. This video, as you can see there, shows it breaching onto a nearby boat, causing it to flip over. Thankfully, none of the boaters were hurt.
Stay away from me, whale.
Can I say this and not have anybody mad? Oh, who knows? People are going to be mad. They'll be mad no matter what. That whale's kind of a jerk. Like, what's he doing? What's that all about?
No reason at all.
Right?
Nobody was bothering you.
What?
You think they're fishing for you, whale? There was no need for it. In the words of Mike Singletary, I can't coach with
can't
that whale.
Can't do it.
Can't play with that
can't
whale.
Can't play with him.
Can't win with him.
Can't do it.
Shane's in Oxon Hill on Grant and Danny. Shane, is the RFK site over-romanticized and overrated?
Yeah, I'm going to say that it's a little over-romanticized and overrated. I think it's everything that's wrong with our fan base wanting to hold on to old things. And I'll just throw in, like, you know, the Hogs and let's be the Redskins again and this, that. And, you know, my kids don't understand what a pig in a dress is. That, like, that's not cool to them. We're in 2024. You know what I'm saying? So when they see things like that, that's not something that they remember. So I say that to say, like, I'm 35 years old. I've never once watched one game at RFK or been there, and it holds no significant value. We need to let go of the past as a franchise, as a fan base, and just say it's okay to be something new, to be innovative.
I'm not saying that, word for word, that's gospel, but there is a reality in that call that people need to wake up to.
Oh, buddy, that's tough to face.
I mean, seriously, though, Cody hit it on the head with the tweet when he was referencing, like, I'm 30. Who's more important, me over the next 50 years or a 60-year-old who had season tickets at RFK? Let's go to, I believe this is Fred in Northern Virginia. Fred, are you there?
Yes, I am, fellas. How y'all doing, man? You know,
look at this, Smoody. Look at this.
So Smoody hit me up and said, I got to talk some sense into Danny. So, Smoody, the stage is yours.
Go.
First of all, Danny, I want to say this to you. On behalf of all the guys that played in the, I guess, late 90s,
early 2000s, 2010s, and now the 20s. We want to apologize for the effort and the games and what happened, the emotional ups and downs. We understand what we have taken y'all through as a fan base. We understand what we have been through personally. We understand everything that's happened over the last 30 years. But what we're saying is now that everything is anew, and I'm talking to Commander Danny. I'm not talking to Grant because I see Grant constantly on Sundays, rain, sleet, or snow. He's doing his job. He's reporting. He's loving every moment of it. But to you, my friend Danny, I want to say this. Mm-hmm. I want to offer up olive branch, first of all, and I want you to say you've been in a neighborhood, and it was a house that people let get run down, and some new owners bought it, and they remodeled the house. They put a pool in the backyard. They redid the front yard. They rebuilt the house. And I want to invite you to FedEx Field. Cordially, I want to make sure you and Lil Danny, you and your kids, I want to take you on the field before the game. I want to let you meet players and reintroduce yourself. As a guy that's been missing for 30 years, I want you to reintroduce yourself to not only the fan base, but the football players. Why show you a first-class time? We're going to go on the parking lot, and we're going to go to tailgate.
Yeah.
We're going to drink a little bit. We're going to get him a golf cart.
Take him to the best tailgates.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to show you first class at the field. I'm going to show you what's new besides the owner. I'm going to show you what's new besides the head coach. I'm going to show you what's new besides the quarterback. I'm going to show you what's new besides the new era of Washington that you're scared to jump into. I'm going to show you everything that you need to see, Danny, to convince you. And all I'm asking for on behalf of all of those players I just named, one chance, just one chance. To show you what it feels like now, not what it felt like yesterday, Danny. What it feels like now. Can I please?
You got to let your kids go hang with Uncle Fred.
First of all, that's so nice. You don't know what it's like standing next to Fred Smoot at places. Like, Fred, you don't even know what it's like standing next to Fred Smoot. At the Josh Harris, can I buy everyone a beer celebration? We didn't make it 10 feet.
We didn't.
We were going to go get a sausage. I don't even know what we were going to go get. And we never made it. Just because everyone's, hey, Fred, I remember the time. And I saw you at Foot Locker and Tyson's. And 17 minutes later, Fred recounted seven different stories and like somebody's autograph that he signed. The most popular man in the world. We didn't even get into the game, Smoothie.
But he's distracting from the point here, Fred. You hear that, right?
Yes, he is.
I am deflecting,
Could
yes.
you get him back on pace?
I'm filibustering.
I'm getting him on. Your kids need to go hang with Uncle Fred on the sideline.
Come on, man.
He's going to have Danny. Terry's running out of the tunnel, stopping to say what's up to old Bill. You don't think that'd be a good time? Come on.
Come on, man. Bring the wife. You know, like I said, I want to reintroduce you. Like the last caller just said, I want to introduce you to something new. And maybe everybody here is afraid to turn the page to the next chapter to something new. Well, everything is new. That stench, that, you know, that black cloud, it's gone. It's gone. Like, could you please give us a chance, then? That's all I'm asking.
Well, that is, first of all, incredibly nice. Second of all, if you didn't play for Manchester City, my son doesn't know anything about it. So, like, they wouldn't be interested. My wife likes the Ravens.
About because you haven't introduced him to it, to the American football.
I blame me.
I blame Danny.
They don't care.
How many games has your son gone to at the X?
Zero.
How many Ravens games?
One.
I blame you.
Blame me all you want,
yes.
Then.
Bad parenting. How can you say love this when I've never put you around it? He's never smelt the grills walking through the parking lot. He's never talked to the fans that said, I've been here through the good times. I've been here through the dark times. Let me tell you a little bit about it. He's never been there and been on that field and felt that fresh cut grass and the sun just shining, hitting the stadium just right as we have new hopes and new dreams. He's never felt that. Let me give him that firsthand experience. Please, I'm asking you.
Smoothie, if you could organize one of the dragons from House of the Dragons, you could ride through and breathe fire on all the Cowboys fans or Eagles fans to not scream at me. We might have something.
Hey, Smoothie, let me know what week you want to take Truman to the game. He'll be there.
Danny, which one? What's the perfect game? Just give me. Is it Dallas? Is it the Eagles? Is it New York?
Definitely not a division game.
No, it's an AFC game in 2040 when they can fend for themselves at the new stadium. Smoothie, we'll go together.
No, how about you introduce him to the pass, and we do it during the Carolina game, during the retirement of Darryl Green.
Ooh, I like that.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
That's actually a pretty good invite. That's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
Do me a favor.
And guess what? And this is what I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
If you know it's going to be a lot of people there to show they love to form a teammate, they're agreeing. It's going to be a lot of older players there. And I know your weakness, Danny. I know if I cornered you in a room and I want you to never leave for a week, all I had to do is bring one Arthur Monk and set him down and have him talk to you.
Oh,
and you know
God.
What? Since I know you got that weakness, I'm going to use it against you. And guess what?
You got this.
Don't be there.
You got this.
God, you're convincing.
At least give. Let's tell him you'll think about it.
Of course, I will think about it. What an unbelievably generous offer! And it's so cool that you just called us on the phone, Smitty.
We appreciate.
No, I was listening. I've been listening to you and your disdain, Commander Danny, for years. I've been listening to it. And you know what? I refuse to turn because I want to take that gluttony and that pain that you're just spewing out. And I was like, you know what? The best thing I could do for Danny is cure his illness. The best thing I could do for Danny is expose him to what he's sick of so he can become immune to it, so he can start to like it again. So that's what
beautiful.
I'm going to do.
What an eloquent man.
That's perfect.
Man.
Smitty, if not your fault, do you play with a broken chest that time? You're my guy.
Smitty did his job. All right, Fred, we're going to hit you back up for an update on this soon, okay?
All right, let's work together, family.
All right, we got this.
See you, dude.
Appreciate you, bro. That's our guy, Fred Smoot. On Grant and Danny. That's not a bad offer.
Well, that's a pretty good sales pitch by Fred Smoot.
By the way, how does every company not have him on the payroll? We should be having him sell Odyssey.
That's a pitch man right there.
Across the hall down there. He
good heavens.
He has you at no, like hell no, to probably not, to now like.
Do I get to meet Art Monk?
We'll see. Well done. G&D on the fan. Grant and Danny on the fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. We're with you until 6:15. It's a top five Tuesday, which means at the top of the hour, we're going to have to rank five items in a category to be determined. Darius is going to have to pick the category based on your suggestions at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. So you go suggest facebook.com/Grant and Danny what you want to hear us rank. Darius will pick something. It feels like it ends up being food a lot, sometimes non-sports, but it could be a sports-related topic as well. That has happened before. We've been talking about the RFK site. Let's put a bow on this conversation. Question for you guys, do we over-romanticize it? Is it kind of an overrated idea that they've got to be at RFK or it'd be amazing if they were back, as opposed to just something incredible in Maryland or maybe even in Virginia? Let's go to Kendall in Temple Hills. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Fred Smoot, man. The boy can sell anything.
He's hilarious.
You hear me?
Yes.
I'm in sales. He's a world-class salesperson. For me, it's RFK for a lot of the reasons everybody mentioned. And I don't, just to be sure, it's not, it's a little nostalgic, but it's not trying to recapture the past. I just think it's the best place forward for what you're looking for. More importantly, where in Maryland? Danny, Grady said a mile away. I know you were just saying, just throwing anything up. But I don't see where it can be other than where it is. And it's not going to be a town center where it is. That's not going to, I just don't see that happening. I see, and I don't know how they're going to do it over there because you still got to play games, but I just don't see it in America.
They're not going to build a stadium over there if they can't do the town center with it. They've got plans. I mean, they got the blueprint for it.
I don't see it.
It's easier to do it there than it is RFK.
Because you could keep in mind, you're going to blow up the current thing, flatten the ground, slide the actual stadium down a little bit, and then you could start building your retail and other stuff there. I personally feel like it's not going to work. So, like, I think stuff will be built, but I think we've already proven that that's not an area people want to be.
It's a way bigger footprint there.
Yeah, but it's a bigger footprint.
That's my point right there. My point right there, what you just said, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's not where people want to be. And the folks that are coming from Virginia and so forth, they're not going to hang out over there after hours. You know, and so I don't think that's going to be sustainable. In D.C., I think that is sustainable because there's a lot of space over there. You got the armory, you got that whole plot over there. They could put all kinds of retail and residential over there.
I mean, armory.
And they got lots. They got lots all around the thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy, as always.
Good hearing from you. Does anything at the Armory anymore? That's not like a selling point.
Very rarely.
And here's a rundown building.
But it's also a historical site. They can't move it. They can't do anything.
I believe
with it.
That, but yeah. I'm just saying it's not a selling point. It's,
no.
Like, there are armories right there. Like, as if that's a good thing. I don't know if it's good or bad.
They could do some upkeep neither. To it and put some things in it, like an expo or this fan experience or this fun thing. But you can't get rid of it for parking or for like a hotel or something.
Let's go to Ron in Orange in Virginia. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. Get to follow Fred Smoot. That's always fun.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just do your
one
set.
Thing
yeah.
that I don't think any, one thing I don't think I've heard anybody talk about is when you go to D.C., anything in D.C., you get the vibe before you even get to the center. When you go to a Defenders game, there's the go-go. There's everybody in the community. You're already jazzed up before you're even in there. Before there's any type of attractions within the stadium, you are already energized. You're not going to get that in Loudoun County. You're not going to get that in Landover. I mean, in Loudoun, you're going to be with suburbanites who'd rather be at a brewery or at a winery in between Aiden, Jaden, Caden, and Raiden soccer practices. There's no energy. There's no buzz. D.C., you get that. It doesn't matter that the bar is next to the stadium. It matters that the bar is in D.C. amongst the people where it should be.
Yeah, well, that's the part that can't be argued is just the value of the city. D.C., those letters, it being in the district, you can't compete with that with those other locations if everything's equal. What we're saying is everything isn't necessarily seeming equal because it seems a lot harder to pull it off.
Yeah.
John in Silver Spring, got to be quick, but I wanted to squeeze you in. I know you were waiting.
Yeah, it's not that these, not that RFK is that great. It's that the other places are so bad. They renamed Lanham to Glen Arden because people didn't like it. And the guy before it was dead on right. It's location, location, location.
So you're saying, that's actually interesting. No one's brought that up. It's less, like maybe RFK is overrated, you're saying. And it's not all about RFK. It's that the other options are just so bad that RFK is, even if it is overrated, way, way better option.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Yes.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. To me, it's not, it'll never be perfect. That's never coming back. We're chasing a ghost, but it's still the best of all the available options at this point.
Top 5 Tuesday, next on Grant and Danny. Plus, we'll get you ready for Nationals baseball and hit the headlines from the day that it was in sports before we get out of here on The Fan.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. Welcome back and thank you for making the show part of your day. We're with you until 6:15. It's a Top 5 Tuesday. which means at the top of the hour, we're going to have to rank five items in a category to be determined. Darris is going to have to pick the category based on your suggestions at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. So you go suggest facebook.com/Grant and Danny what you want to hear us rank. Darris will pick something. It feels like it ends up being food a lot, sometimes non-sports, but it could be a sports-related topic as well. That has happened before. We've been talking about the RFK site. Let's put a bow on this conversation. Question for you guys, do we over-romanticize it? Is it kind of an overrated idea that they've got to be at RFK or it'd be amazing if they were back as opposed to just something incredible in Maryland or maybe even in Virginia? Let's go to Kendall in Temple Hills. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Fred Smoot, man. The boy can sell anything.
He's hilarious. You hear me? Yes.
I'm in sales. He's a world-class salesperson. For me, it's RFK for a lot of the reasons everybody mentioned. And I don't, just to be sure, it's not, it's a little nostalgic, but it's not trying to recapture the past. I just think it's the best place for it, for what you're looking for. More importantly, where in Maryland? Danny, Gray said a mile away. I know you were just saying, just throwing anything up. But I don't see where it can be other than where it is. And it's not going to be a town center where it is. That's not going. I just don't see that happening. I see, and I don't know how they're going to do it over there because you still got to play games. But well, I just don't see it in America.
They're not going to build a stadium over there if they can't do the town center with it. They've got plans. I mean, they got the blueprint for it.
I don't see it.
It's easier to do it there than it is RFK.
Because you can keep in mind, you're going to blow up the current thing, flatten the ground, slide the actual stadium down a little bit, and then you could start building your retail and other stuff there. I personally feel like it's not going to work. So, like, I think stuff will be built, but I think we've already proven that that's not an area people want to be.
It's a way bigger footprint there.
Yeah, but it's a bigger footprint.
That's my point right there. What you just said, Danny. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's not where people want to be. And the folks that are coming from Virginia and so forth, they're not going to hang out over there after hours. You know, and so I don't think that's going to be sustainable. In D.C., I think that is sustainable because there's a lot of space over there. You got the Armory, you got that whole plot over there. They could put all kinds of retail and residential over there.
I mean, Armory.
And they got lots. They got lots all around the thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy, as always.
Good hearing from you. Does anything at the Armory anymore? That's not like a selling point.
Very rarely.
It's just a rundown building.
But it's also a historical site. They can't move it. They can't do anything with
it. I believe that, but I'm just saying it's not a selling point.
No.
Like, there are armories right there, like, as if that's a good thing. I don't know if it's good or bad.
They could do some upkeep to it and put some things in it, like an expo or this fan experience or this fun thing, but you can't get rid of it for parking or for like a hotel or something.
Let's go to Ron in Orange in Virginia. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys, get to follow Fred Smoot. That's always fun.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just do your set.
One thing I don't think I've heard anybody talk about is when you go to D.C., anything in D.C., you get the vibe before you even get to the center. When you go to a Defenders game, there's the go-go. There's everybody in the community. You're already jazzed up before you're even in there. Before there's any type of attractions within the stadium, you are already energized. You're not going to get that in Loudoun County. You're not going to get that in Landover. I mean, in Loudoun, you're going to be with suburbanites who'd rather be at a brewery or at a winery in between Aiden, Jaden, Caden, and Raiden soccer practices. There's no energy. There's no buzz. D.C., you get that. It doesn't matter that the bar is next to the stadium. It matters that the bar is in D.C. amongst the people where it should be.
Yeah, well, that's the part that can't be argued is just the value of the city. D.C., those letters, it being in the district, you can't compete with that with those other locations if everything's equal. What we're saying is everything isn't necessarily seeming equal because it seems a lot harder to pull it off.
Yeah.
John in Silver Spring, got to be quick, but I wanted to squeeze you in. I know you were waiting.
Yeah, it's not that these, not that RFK is that great. The other places are so bad. They renamed Lanham to Glen Arden because people didn't like it. And the guy before it was dead on right. It's location, location, location.
So you're saying, that's actually interesting, no one's brought that up. It's less, like maybe RFK is overrated, you're saying. And it's not all about RFK, it's that the other options are just so bad that RFK is, even if it is overrated, way, way better option.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Yes.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. To me, it's not. It'll never be perfect. That's never coming back. We're chasing a ghost, but it's still the best of all the available options at this point.
Top 5 Tuesday, next on Grant and Danny. Plus, we'll get you ready for Nationals baseball and hit the headlines from the day that it was in sports before we get out of here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.